One of the things that really gets in the way when trying to discuss atheism is that believers, they don't seem to understand, well, where does your life go? I mean, you know, it's almost as though they associate your awareness or your consciousness with some sort of entity that, you know, leaves the body but then has to go somewhere else. And I really disagree. That's dualism. That's, you know, Descartes argued for it, and pretty much I believe all the big three religions depend on it, on that idea. But I think it's close to demonstrably false. And I've come up with an analogy that I think helps people understand from my point of view the way I think it works. Don't think of life as an entity or as something. It's not a physical thing. It's a process. It's an action, or it's a series of actions, you know, working together, sort of like consciousness. So if you think, for example, imagine that you were throwing a ball. You use your arm to, you know, your arm is a physical thing that you use to throw the ball. But the throw itself is an action. Once the ball, you know, lands and comes to a halt, it wouldn't make sense to ask, where is the throw now, right? You don't wonder where the throw is at this point. You know where the ball is, you know where your arm is, but the throw itself was just an action, right? It doesn't have to go somewhere once you're finished with it. It just ceases to exist. And I believe that life is exactly that. It's a series of actions that you perform while your body is capable of sustaining them. So we need our brains to give us our consciousness, you know, and you know, the heart, lungs, all that works sort of in concert to create the sort of the final piece, the music that is the act of living, right? You could take away one piece. So, for example, I mean, for a short period of time, you could slow your circulation down, for example. And you'd continue living, but eventually your body wouldn't be able to sustain life if you slow it down for too long or too much. It's kind of like taking one section of the music away. Eventually, if you take enough pieces away, it's no longer music. It's just a little bit of noise. And if you take them all away, it's nothing, right? That's what living is. It's a process. It's an action. So it's not as though, you know, once your body dies, your mind or your soul, as believers tend to think of it, you know, leaves the body and goes somewhere else. No, it's just a series of actions that you completed while your body was able to sustain it. But your body no longer is able to do that. So it would be like asking, where did the throw go once you're finished throwing? Well, it's nowhere. It ceases to exist. And that's what happens to your life. It ceases to exist.